It's coming up again this weekend. The Emerald Cup is coming back to town, back to the fairgrounds. And on the KSRO live line with us is the founder of the Emerald Cup. Tim Blake is here. Hi, Tim.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us this morning. So it's been a long time. I mean, you got this thing started in 2003.
Yeah, it's been 14 years. Started off at a small place up north that I own, and now we're going to have 30,000 people for the weekend of Sonoma. It's really it's an amazing evolution.
30,000 people. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Tim, because you've been such an inherent part of the growth of medicinal marijuana and the like, is the oncoming January 1st date, the legalization of recreational marijuana in California. Are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely. I never thought I'd live to see the day. I'm 60 years old.
Really?
It's going to be a tremendous boon for this state and eventually the country. We're going to go from $3 billion a year in legal business to probably $20 to $30 billion in the next 3 years. There's going to be a lot of jobs, a lot of education, a lot of inspiration for our whole state. And they're embracing it all over, all the farm counties. Everybody's really preparing for a large industry to come in.
Well, there are some things I don't get about this, Tim, and maybe you can enlighten me on this. Yes, recreational marijuana is coming. We voted for it. And yet there are so many communities in here in Sonoma County, in Marin County, in San Francisco, who have said, you know, community by community, nope, we're not ready. It's not going to be available. We're not sure quite when we're going to be able to do it. What's the holdup, do you think?
You know, it's a lot of old patterns and demonization that we've had all the way back into the 1930s when the Hearst and everybody did it for the, you know, cotton and the timber industry. As you educate yourselves and you learn what's going on, and it's all about education, forward-thinking counties like Sonoma County have embraced it. They're going to be the beneficiary of all these jobs and all this industry that comes in, because it's very clear. I mean, every day we turn around, Forbes just talked about the regenerative power of healing the brains through cannabis. They're talking about every aspect of medicine to be healed. It's a very harmless recreational side, too. So anybody that really spends their time realizes what a benefit this is to our society. In places like Sonoma County, which took on the Emerald Cup 4 years ago and have been leading the way, I've been saying Sonoma County is going to be the capital of the cannabis world, and it's going to, you know, benefit from all that in terms of jobs and all the business that comes in. So it's sad, but you are seeing Monterey County, San Luis Obispo, you're seeing one by one all these farming communities that are embracing it. There's a few communities that are still holding out, but as they see the benefits and all the income and taxation coming towards them, they're going to jump in too.
But San Francisco and Sausalito being among those who are delaying the process, it just seems so striking for, you know, parts of the most forward-thinking parts of California.
You know, it's a little backwards, although San Francisco is coming in really quickly right now, but Santa Cruz County, which I was raised in, also is a little bit slow. Monterey County next door is allowing large-scale agriculture all the way through their county in cannabis. They do the most production of grapes in the state, and they're going to be the biggest producer of cannabis, and yet Santa Cruz is a little bit behind. It's very interesting to see that. We were a little slow in Mendocino County, but overall, they are coming around very quickly, and you know, there's just been some controversy around it, but it's falling down with the legalization. We met Javier Xavier, the attorney general, and he said that he'll defend our state no matter what in this legalization process. So there's no turning back. It's going to be a $20, $30 billion industry, and we're going to reap the benefits of that with tourism, with jobs, and every aspect of the industry.
And one of the other things that, and we're on the phone with Tim Blake, the founder of the Emerald Cup. And one of the other things that's surprising to me, Tim, is yes, of course, when you do anything, you know, different in a major way, there is going to be, you know, time to adjust. There's going to be a period of time for adjustment. But what's surprising is it's generally for something like this, the older generation that is slowest to come around. And in this case, you're talking about a ton of baby boomers who have been pot smokers forever.
Yeah, but you know what? Really, it isn't. You'd think that, but I think that a lot of those baby boomers got middle-class lives and jobs and moved away from cannabis. We've got some people that do the wine tourism tours, and they're finding out that the largest crowd that wants to come up to Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt are the baby boomers, are the 45 to 70 year olds, and they kind of missed a lot of the cannabis, and they want to get in the Mercedes Sprinters and come up and have a quick trip up here and be able to really re-educate themselves to what they might have missed. And so I've got a lot of people that age in my family, and they really didn't embrace the cannabis as much as you'd think because of the demonization and because of their lives and their families and whatnot. And so they really missed it. My brother-in-law said the other day, he said, you know, I really missed the boat in a way. I didn't realize it. And now he's in his late 50s, and he's coming back in, and he's using it for his shoulder pain for different medicinal reasons,
right,
a little bit of recreational. So I think the baby boomers are going to be a huge benefit for our industry.
Oh, boy.
And they're going to really see how much it can do for them over the next few years in every aspect, medicinally and recreational.
And now, Tim, what effect will legalization of recreational pot have on the medicinal marijuana business?
Well, it's just going to help it, too, because they're both growing side by side. The medicinal side, every day the research is coming out. There's nothing that's going to turn back that medicinal side. In fact, I've had a lot of health issues. I've survived 3 rounds of cancer. I've got, compromised immune system. And so I've really used cannabis medicinally for 20 years plus, well, my whole life, but I mean specifically for the medicinal side. And that's just going to be a giant market. It's the most exciting part for me. We're coming out with a tincture with the cook that regenerates your brain. We have other tinctures we're coming out with, and they're now showing that it can turn back the aging of the brain in older people. So what older person, if you came to them and said, you can take this cannabis tincture and not get high, but it'll turn back the aging of your brain, who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, hard to imagine. Hard to imagine who wouldn't do that. Another, no. On just a practical level too, Tim, what do you imagine it looking like? I mean, okay, we're walking down the street in Sonoma County, and all of a sudden on the corner after January 1st, we see what on the corner?
Well, you're not going to see much of a change. You're going to see all the dispensaries that are still working right now and coming in. You're going to really just see a natural segue because we've already been there. You're going to keep the smoking out of public places like they do with cigarettes. So you're not going to see people on street corners, you know, puffing on cannabis. You're just going to really just see the comfort zone of, you know, baby boomers and mainstream people being able to come in and be part of the whole industry. So you're just going to watch it grow very quickly. But you're not going to see an overnight change on the street corners or anything else. You're just going to see a lot of tourism coming in and a lot of energy and a lot of money. What you are seeing is a tremendous amount of traditional dollars coming in to fund businesses. And I think what you will see in Sonoma, what you're already seeing with Absolute and a lot of these companies, is a lot of industry coming in and filling up these manufacturing sites and bringing jobs into the area. And you're just going to see the support, a wonderful financial and economic boom for communities like Sonoma. That's what you are going to see, and you're already seeing it now.
And a lot of people say it's just a matter, like anything else that's new in this regard, it's just a matter of people trying to figure out that it is not the boogeyman.
You know, it's exactly what it is. We've had that demonization since the 30s, and all of us, we got this this image, and it's just going to go away. They're going to realize that cannabis has been used throughout cultures in this world going back, you know, thousands of years. It's always been there medicinally. They find it on all these artifacts and historical documents, and it was the boogeyman demonized thing, but that's going right away, and it's all about education. And this week at the Emerald Cup, when you come out, you're going to see that. We've got 3 speaker stages. We've got all kinds of doctors, lawyers, scientists coming out to talk about the latest research. It's a very comfortable environment. And so you can come out and participate in that and feel very comfortable and welcome around a bunch of intelligent people talking openly about how this can benefit everybody.
Well, the Rolling Stone calls the Emerald Cup the Academy Awards of the cannabis industry. So that's high praise. That's pretty good stuff. And you're expecting about 30,000 people at the fairgrounds this weekend?
A little under that. We had almost 1,000 entries this year. The largest cup next to us is a few hundred. We'll have a tremendous amount. It'll all be on display. People can come out. There'll be some great music with The Roots and Portugal the Man. All those speaker stages, a little bit of everything. People want to see it. The 215 area, there'll be hundreds of booths back there. They can see every product they could ever imagine in a comfortable setting and really get an education. It's a tremendous education for people to come out and spend the day.
Or spend the weekend, as it were.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
It is a big deal at in Sonoma County, of course, in all of our neighboring counties as well. And it will be interesting to see the first numbers coming out once we get past the 1st of January and find out who's ready to go and who is just about ready to go. I think it's going to be the domino effect, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it's already there. And California, with us being the sixth largest economy in the world, we're going to now roll over the rest of this country, and the world will export. I tell people, you know, you're going to see some of these people at the Cup this weekend. It'll be national brands in 5 years across the country. And we're going to take our place as an industry as one of the largest in this country, and we're going to no longer be the black sheep of the family. So it's an exciting time. I'm glad to be part of it. I'm honored by everybody that's joined in, and I'm really, really grateful for Sonoma and the Sonoma County Fairgrounds for inviting us in to bring the Cup in there, and how much they've supported us. And they've seen by how we filled up all the hotel rooms, all the restaurants, all the jobs. It's been a really good economic boon for the community, and there's been not one real incident in the last several years. So it's been good for everybody.
And you know what else, Tim? Of course, at this stage of the game, this time in our history, we can use the extra business dollars coming in. Know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. We've moved off all of our manufacturing offshore. We're really short on jobs and economic, you know, real hope for people.
Yes.
They need all we can get. And cannabis is going to be a tremendous support in that. And as each of these communities sees that, they're going to realize they should just embrace this as quickly as possible, because it's really going to help out. And California is the largest producer in this country, and eventually we'll be exporting throughout the world. So why shouldn't we just keep that right here with us and bring all those jobs and all the inspiration to the state?
Yep, we'll take the jobs. We'll certainly take the tax money, too. So good luck this weekend. Not that you need it, at the Emerald Cup. Tim, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Pleasure.
That is Tim Blake. He is the founder of the Emerald Cup, going on this weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.